Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Though when you think about it, sticking your tongue into someone else's mouth is kind of disgusting. So why do we do it? Why do we think it's fun? Dr. Sarah Johns is an evolutionary anthropologist at the University of Kent. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hello.
Do all cultures have kissing with tongues? And is it something that humans have always done?
So not all cultures do, but if kissing with tongues isn't part of sort of the sexual repertoire, what happens is that there's usually other kinds of either sniffing or licking or at least close facial contact. And I'm not really sure that it's known when this behavior emerged, but it seems to be fairly species typical for humans.
So even though we're not aware of it, of course, but when we're using our tongues, we're looking for something.
Yes. So it may be that we're looking for information from a potential sexual partner. So potentially it could tell us something about their health or whether their immune system is similar or different to ours. Ideally, you want to have a mate with a different immune system. So that means that your offspring, your children, will have greater diversity in their immune response and maybe therefore have better health and survivability in their life. So it could be that we're looking for information there. It might be that men are also looking for whether or not a female is ovulating, that is, whether or not she has fertility at that moment in her menstrual cycle. Or it may be that kissing with tongues is kind of a signal of, hey, I can do this really gross thing and I'm still alive and therefore I'm a good bet as a mating partner.
Okay, or it could be all three.
Yeah, potentially it could be. And that's the kind of thing that could be tested with additional research.
Now, I mean, and other mammals presumably would have a better sense of smell than we would, than humans would,
yes.
And perhaps would be able to detect these kind of things through odour.
Yes, so other animals definitely have a better sense of smell. And also humans, even if our sense of smell was quite good, you know, we wear clothes, we shower and bathe. Our various odours that might be communicating some of these messages just aren't on display. And so certainly because our sense of smell is not as good, we possibly have to get much closer and actually taste an individual to find out information about them.
Probably many people listening have had the experience where they've kissed somebody but not liked it, but couldn't quite put their finger on why they didn't like it.
Exactly. I think it's allows you to potentially test out a potential partner. And it's quite interesting because it's seen as something fairly intimate. So, for example, you often hear that prostitutes who are selling sex refuse to kiss or refuse to kiss with tongues. And that may be because it's seen as something quite intimate, that it's conveying knowledge. But certainly it gives us some information. And if that information isn't really what we were expecting, you can definitely understand why it would then be a turn off.
Is there also, because I suppose on the face of it, putting your tongue into somebody else's mouth is kind of disgusting. Is there some sort of link between the lessening of our disgust response and sexual arousal?
Definitely. So if you think about it, you put your tongue maybe into your partner's mouth, but you would be less likely to use their toothbrush and see that as disgusting.
Yes.
And there's been some interesting research that has shown that when individuals are sexually aroused, they're more likely to do disgusting tasks. So there's been some work in a lab setting where participants were primed with particular pornographic images, and then they were much more likely to move what was seen as they told them it was a used tissue to the rubbish bin, or to drink a glass of water that had a plastic fly floating in it. Or I think even to move a used pair of underwear. Of course, it was all mocked up. But people were more willing to do these kind of disgusting tasks when they were sexually aroused, which makes sense because kissing someone with tongues or other sexual activity really potentially puts you at risk of infections, like if you're sharing bodily fluids with someone.
That's so interesting, given though that even when we speak about sex, we tend to use words like dirty in connection to sex, but sort of dirty in a good way.
Yeah, sort of dirty muckiness, and it's kind of joked about.
Mm.
Yeah, like if you're sharing bodily fluids, there's a chance of infection. And there are obviously sexually transmitted infections, things that can affect health. And so by having your disgust response kind of dampened down by your arousal, you know, it makes sense. It means that maybe you participate in activities that normally you wouldn't find particularly pleasing.
Is there any prospect of any further research into this to nail down whether any of these speculations have anything to them or not?
Yes, there's various lines of research that are ongoing, looking at disgust, looking at cross-cultural sexual behaviours, because more needs to be known there. A lot of sexuality studies have only been carried out in sort of modern Western populations, and that's only giving us a small glimmer as to what might be going on in a more sort of species-wide context. So I think additional research is required, but what has been done really hints at some very interesting future directions.
It is very interesting indeed. Dr. Sarah Johns is an evolutionary anthropologist at the University of Kent. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.